come tonight and take your liberty. And this is an open pulpit. Whatever you feel in your heart, I want you to preach the word of God to us. Everybody say, preacher, preach to us. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. What a spirit of praise is in this house. There's worship in this house. Oh, there's victory in this house tonight. Praise be to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it like you mean it. Say hallelujah. Say our God is able. Amen. Let's lift our hands and let's worship Him. Amen. We give you all the praise, Jesus. You are holy. You are righteous. Oh, lift up the hands which hang down. Strengthen the feeble knees. Hallelujah. Be encouraged in the Lord. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Our God is able. Our God is well able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's a spirit of expectancy in this house right now. Amen. You stick around for this service, the rest of what God is going to bring to pass, and God can heal your body. Yes, He can. God can fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God can renew somebody in the Holy Ghost. There's some folks that just need a good old-fashioned renewing in the Holy Ghost. Praise be to God. If you're dead, dry, plucked up by the roots, amen, God is able to renew you in the Holy Ghost and restore the joy of your salvation. Amen. If you believe that, why don't you clap your hands unto Him again? Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What a week. What a wonderful time of worship. I have been blessed. My family has been blessed. And I trust that you have been blessed. Amen. I think we've put some devils on the run this week. And there's still a few more that are left over. We'll take care of them by the time service is over. Amen. Amen. It's wonderful to preach with Brother Cornwell and to be with the Spell family. Wonderful people of God who love the Lord, who love the things of God. And I count them my friends. It's good to have people that are solid in God's Word and that contend for this faith. We're going to need that as the days go on. And we're going to need that as time winds down and things heat up in these last days. Amen. It's good to have people that know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. It's good to have people that know who Jesus is. Praise be to God. Amen. If you have a Bible, I don't want to take too long. I'm reading tonight from the book of Psalms, chapter 69, and I'm going to read a passage of Scripture that I think is relevant to those that are here right now. By the grace of God, you're going to leave this building tonight strengthened in the power of the Lord. Too many people are trying to fight battles, spiritual battles, with their own strength, with their own abilities. I'm going to preach to burn out people tonight that need a touch from the Holy Ghost. I'm going to preach to people that think they might need to take a sabbatical, or that think this world has gotten so dark that they can't be reached. I'm telling you that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. God's not weaker. He is just as strong as He ever has been. Amen. Psalms chapter 69. And I want to begin reading at verse 6. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let not them that wait on Thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek Thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for Thy sake I have borne reproach, and shame hath covered my face. I'm become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of Thine house hath eaten me up. and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, chapter 13, the scripture tells us at verse 12, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight by the help of the Lord, living without the camp. Living without the camp. Look at the person next to you and tell them, I want to go where Jesus is. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated. How many enjoy the worship in this place right now? How many enjoy the spirit of faith that's in this house right now? How many have made up your mind you're going to run the devil out of this church? You're going to run the devil out of your family. You're going to run the devil out of your children. You're going to run the devil out of your marriage. You're going to run the devil out of your life. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, that's not going to happen unless you learn where Jesus is. How this experience in the Holy Ghost really operates. There are forces in this world that continually try to make God's people conform, make them come to the middle of the road, bring them into conformity, try to make God's people to be like the people of the world, the carnal who struggle with walking with God, oftentimes struggle with wanting to be like the world. Sometimes, if you're not careful, young preachers can look to the world and think that they are missing the boat. Christians can look at the world and say, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could have what they have. And they'll look at society, or what I'll call tonight, for the sake of this preaching, the mainstream. Nobody ever wanted to stick out. No. Nobody ever wanted to be weird. Nobody ever wanted to be an oddball. But if you are going to serve the Lord tonight, you're not going to find him in the places where the world find comfort. You're going to find him on the edges of life. You're going to find him in an apostolic church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're going to find him with the aisle runners and with the tongue talkers, with the holy rollers, with the prophesiers. You're going to find him in the gifts of the Spirit and prophetic utterance. You're going to find him in the Word of God and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You don't find that with the logical. You don't find that with the powerful. You don't find that with the wealthy and with the talented and with the gifted. You find it with the meek and with the lowly and the people that are on the outside that still have an ear to God, that say, it's not about me, Jesus, it's all about you. It's not about my money, it's about your power. It's not about my strength, it's about your strength. You are the reason I'm alive. You are the reason that I'm breathing right now. You are the only reason I woke up this morning. You are the center of my life. I can't do it by my power. I've got to rely on your power. Hallelujah. Don't come in here and try to be professional with God. You're going to have to let go of your dignity and let go of your propriety and let go of those things that the world says you've got to have. Amen. Now, before I jump into all of that, I want to try to articulate something, if I can. It's not easy being God's representative. Part of what makes this so fringe is that we represent the Lord. In the world's rejection of God, they stand against Him. The Bible is men who said, I will not follow. I will not seek. I will do things by my own power. If you've served God for any amount of time, you'll find out that the stronger you get, the harder it is to serve the Lord. The smarter you get, the harder it is to have faith. The more money that God gives you, the more difficult it is to trust in God. The higher I rise, the harder it is to say that God has given me all of this. It's a dichotomy. It's the type of a thing that the more He blesses us, the more tempted we are to worship the blessing instead of the one who gave the blessing. Somewhere along the way, people succumb to the temptation to say, I did this. I am the result of this. I am the one that brought this to pass. God had to take a king and had to send an angel to him and bring a curse, take his mind and make him eat grass like an oxen for years, his fingernails to grow like claws, hair to grow on his back and on his head. And the Bible says the express purpose of all of those years of doing that was that he may know that the Lord on high reigns. I don't want to wait until God takes away everything from me for me to acknowledge who He is. I'll do it right now. He is great and He is greatly to be praised. You see these clothes I've got? God gave them to me. You see the car I drive? God gave it to me. You see the strength in my body? God gave it to me. You see the family that I love? God gave it to me. The food in my house? God gave it to me. The home I live in? God gave it to me. 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 Every good and perfect gift, God gave it to me. Somebody needs to get it straight right now. Your next breath comes from God. Your children that you love come from God. Your paycheck came from God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give it to Him right now. Why don't you give Him praise that belongs to Him? Why don't you worship Him the way He deserves to be worshipped? I heard one writer say, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His mighty works toward the children of men. Hallelujah. I want to give it to Him right now. I want to give it to Him tonight. I want to honor Him and love Him right now. Praise be to God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Whew. It feels good in the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. I can feel some things shaking loose in the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. You can be seated. The Bible records the rejection of God. You can see it in Nimrod. You can see it in the Scripture when He said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. The reason He said it was because Esau trusted in his strength, not God's strength. It's hard sometimes in our humanity to live for God because the way it works in God is the weaker we get, the stronger He gets. This is one of the reasons why the beautiful have a hard time serving God. The wealthy have a hard time serving God because their wealth is their God. Their beauty is their God. Their youth is their God. Their strength is their God. Instead of using the strength of youth and the vitality of your body for glorifying God, which, by the way, is the reason why He gave you that strength and that vitality. Instead of doing that, people use it to live in sin and to go out and live riotously, the Bible says, and vicariously. God did not give me this strength that I might glorify the devil and live in sin and live it up while I've got my strength. He gave me this strength to magnify God. He gave me this strength to drive away the... He gave me this strength to stand firm, look sin in the eye, and say, there's going to be a church. There's going to be a people of God. I will stand firm. I will not move. I will defend the defenseless. I will defend the fatherless and the motherless. I will stand up for the doctrine. God gave me thy strength because of that reason. He gave it to me for such a time as this. And He did the same for you, sir. And for you, ma'am. But this world, the Bible says, in that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The Bible says that professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And He turned them over to a reprobate mind. Their heart, their foolish heart, the Bible says, was darkened. That was the condition of man. The rejection of God. And the powerful and the wealthy and the strong have rejected God for thousands of years, for millennia. And in doing so, they have said, we don't need your strength. We don't need your ways. That's why the scripture refers to Jesus Christ as the stone that the builders rejected. When the architects of the world went to build the world, they left out Jesus. They left out God. And so it prompted the apostle to say that the stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you how great my God is. God looked at the arrogance of man's wisdom. And the Bible says that God saw that when the world by wisdom knew not God, that it pleased God. In other words, it made God happy. To that by the foolishness of preaching, He might save them that believe. God said, you're so smart, I'm going to come to you in a way that's going to offend you. It's going to absolutely come in a way you're not going to expect. I'm not going to come down the mainstream. I'm going to come in the back door. I'm not going to come down the ways of the wealthy and the powerful. I'm going to come in a manger. When your king comes riding to you, it's not going to be on a stallion. I'm going to come riding on a donkey. I'm going to use a method of delivery that will offend the proud, that will humble the high, that will stop the talented, that will impoverish the wealthy. I'm coming to you in a way that's going to force you to acknowledge that I'm the King of Kings and I'm the Lord of Lords and there's nobody beside me. I'm not going to use your instruments. I'm going to use my instruments. I'm not going to use the power of man. I'm going to use the power of God. I'm not going to build my kingdom in your kingdom. I'm going to build mine without the camp. The Bible says He takes the wise in their own craftiness. He knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So you don't find doctors and lawyers without the camp. You don't find movie stars and politicians without the camp. You don't find the billionaires without the camp. You see Jesus thanking God and saying, I thank you that you have hidden it from the powerful. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, but you've revealed it unto babes. You find without the camp on the fringes and on the edges, you find fishermen. You find shepherds. You find harlots. You find publicans. I want you to understand tonight that we can get so blessed sitting here in Life Tabernacle tonight that we can forget that the people who started us in this thing 100 years ago, we might not want to sit next to them. We might not want to be in the same building with them. We come from very lowly origins. Simple people coming out of sin that said, I'm tired of sin and I want to serve the Lord. We're so polished and we're so pretty and we're so put together and we're so blessed that sometimes we fall in love with all of that stuff and we forget to fall in love with God. Hey, I can never be too proud to run the aisles. I can never be too proud to speak in tongues. I can never be too proud to pray in a prayer room until my flesh breaks. I can never... Oh, somebody needs to hear what I'm telling you. I can never be too proud to contend for the oneness of God. I can never be too proud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, rich man. Come on, talented one. Come on, mighty. Humble yourself. Humble yourself and come without the camp. That's where you'll find Jesus. That's where you'll find salvation. That's where you'll find healing. That's where you'll find overcoming virtue. That's where you'll find it. Praise God. I think it makes God happy to choose things that offend us. When God gave His heroes weapons, He gave them jawbones. When God chooses heroes, every little cartoon character, toy, comic book representation of Samson I've ever seen shows him muscular, shows him strong, like he spent time in Gold's Gym working out on steroids, popping pills, taking creatine, bench pressing, working his lats. I don't believe Samson was muscular at all. I believe that the miraculous worked on him just like he worked on everybody else that was divinely used of God. Why else would the Philistines look at his wife and say, "Tell us wherein his great strength lies"? I can't, if he's muscular, then I think I know where his great strength lies. But what kind of a man is an average, ordinary man that is piling heaps upon heaps? He said, "I have slain the enemies of God," that is taking a lion and ripping him in two, though he were a kid. This was not a muscular man. This was an ordinary man under the unction of the Holy Ghost, because the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And I am God's ambassador. I am God's representative. I'm going to stand against the enemies of the Most High God, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to overcome, and I'm going to destroy them. You don't understand where my strength, you want to know where in my great power lies? You don't know, because it lies in God. It's a secret. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense, and it makes them mad. So when the angels in heaven's armory give out their weapons, He hands out jawbones. He hands out slingshots. He hands, come on now, trumpets, candles, and pitchers. When He amasses His army, He doesn't add to His army like men do. He subtracts from His army. As man is building and building and campaigning and instituting drafts and training, God is over there saying, "No, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You all go home. I got to get you down to about 300 guys with some trumpets and a candle and a pitcher. That's just about the right size. Because I'm coming at you from the left-handed side. I'm coming from you without the camp. I'm coming from a spirit world that's going to give glory to God, not to you. When this battle's over, you're not going to be the man. God's going to be the God." Come on, if you want a miracle, you're going to have to go outside of what's comfortable. You're going to have to step outside of what's proper. You're going to have to get outside your dignity and what everybody thinks is right. You got to go without the camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The strength of David was not in his arms, and was not in his aim, and was not in his ability. And Saul was right when he told him, "You need my armor, because no man can stand against him." We don't even believe you can stand against him. And truth be told, you can't. And so people try to dress you up with all of the natural accoutrements and all the accompaniments and all the stuff the world says you gotta have. But David knew something they didn't know. I never meant to face him on a level playing field. I never meant to come at him the way you guys are coming at him. I already know I can't do this. I already know I'm not big enough or strong enough or wise enough. That's my strength. My strength is God is. God is. All I need is a slingshot and a couple smooth stones, and the God of Israel is going to fight my battle for me. So keep your sword and keep your armor. If I try that, I'm going to die. If I meet Goliath on your playing field, I'll die. It's hard being God's representative because you don't get any glory. Amen. The kingdoms of this world and the competitors of this world, they compete striving to win the race, and they fight and they train, but not in God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, He says first will be last. Last will be first. In God's kingdom, He says it's not by might. In this world's kingdom, it is by might. But in God's kingdom, it is not by might. And it's not by power. But it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I will empower. That's what anointing is all about. Anointing, the principle of anointing works like this. I know it's about to get rough. I know the giant's about to get big. I know the army's going to outnumber you 100-1. I already know that, and I know you don't have the strength. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kiss you with my anointing. I'm going to put something on you that makes you different than other men. I'm going to anoint you and put my favor upon you. And when you throw a rock, it's not like other men throwing a rock. My rock meets the mark. When you fight the, hey, when you're my child, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flieth by day, or for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, or the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You're my son, you're my daughter, and I'm going to anoint you so you can win this battle by my power. It never was about you. It never was about your anointing, your power, and your strength, or your talent. It's by me. Come on out to the fringe. Come on out to the edge of society. You'll find Jesus out there. You'll find a move of God out there. You'll find Holy Ghost people thriving. Well, you know, it's not dignified to worship like that. Throw your dignity out the window and worship the way God wants you to worship. Well, I'm kind of embarrassed. You take your pride and you stomp on it and you dance before the Lord with all of your might. You never were the strongest. You never were the greatest. You never were the biggest. I chose you because you were the least. I chose you because you were the fewest. I chose you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I get done with my people, everybody's going to know God did this thing. Everybody's going to know I am great. Hallelujah. That's why I can take a Rahab and I can make her great. That's why I can take a Moabite girl named Ruth and make her the great, great grandma of Jesus Christ. That's how it works in my kingdom. I'm talking to people that are tired. I'm preaching to people that are weary. I'm people talking to people that are discouraged. You come on and you let Him anoint you again. The David said, He anointeth my head with oil. Let Him anoint you again and you'll receive power that is not yours. You'll receive strength that didn't come from you. You'll receive ability. Hallelujah. You'll never find the miraculous if you don't learn to trust in God. God will make you go through something that makes you uncomfortable. He'll make you go through something that feels odd. He'll make you go through something that bucks tradition. Hey man, I have a lot to say. You can be seated. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I wish God made it easier on me. But this never was about me. And the more I die, the more He's glorified. The more I get out of the way, the more Jesus there is. Sometimes in my flesh, I wish that I could have the tools of the superhero. You know, I wish I could have me a red, white, and blue shield like Captain America. Or a big hammer like Thor. Or whatever other heroes there are in the world. I wish I could be like one of those guys. But when Gideon and his soldiers crept up to the side of the Midianite camp, the Bible said that God had sent a rumor through that camp. There had been a dream. And he said, "What'd you dream?" One of the soldiers said, "What'd you dream?" And the other soldier said, "I dreamed that there was something going on in the camp." And Gideon and his men looked at each other and thought, "Oh, this is good. This is good. God's working for us." And he said, "Well, what happened in the dream?" And he said, "Well, in my dream, I saw a great barley cake."
Yeah.
I wish He would have given me a thunderbolt. I wish He would have given me a cape. I wish He would have let me fly through the air. A big white horse. An armory. A fire-breathing stallion. Maybe fly in on a dragon. Something. Come on, man. Work with me, God. God did not do that. He said, "This is a barley cake." That's God's heroes. That's God's heroes. You want to win my battle? Here is a trumpet. Here is a candle. Here is a pitcher. And now you stand around that camp and you scream the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. That's who we are. We don't win battles the way other people win battles. We win battles by the help of Almighty God. You want to know what I got? I got a barley cake. I got a little bit of nothing. I got a jawbone. I got a little bit of nothing. But my God is able. He is so able, and He works on my behalf, and He turns the tide, and He makes a way, and He defeats the enemy, and He puts the aliens to flight. That's how God operates. Hallelujah. In doing so, He humbles the proud. He brings low the mighty. He causes all flesh to know that He's great, and He's greatly to be praised. It's hard on us that represent Him. If you want a miracle, you're not going to be able to stay up on your high horse. You're not going to be cool. I want to talk to all of the young people. You don't follow the cool, rebellious young person. You don't follow the one that can get all the guys, girls. And you don't follow the one that get all the girls, guys. You follow the one that goes to the prayer room. You follow the one that opens up the Word of God. We are not of this world. We're not following the trends of Hollywood. We are not following the spirit of this world that thinks that seduction is strength. Seduction is not strength. It's a mental illness. And it will destroy your life. I am not of this world. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. When I was growing up, the bad kids got all of the attention because they glorified the devil. You need to get rid of that attitude and say, "I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to worship Him." And God will give you increase. If I could round up all the rebels we thought were cool when I was a kid, they're all losers to this day. When they were out smoking and when they were out cussing, when they're all out telling dirty jokes, people thought they were so cool. When they were out rebelling against authority, we thought they were cool. We don't call them cool anymore. We call them criminals.
Come on. Come on.
And now with yellow teeth and with addictions and with children that aren't theirs and chaos and disease, it's not cool anymore. It never was cool. You got to pierce through the illusion of this world and say, "That's not what God has for me. God has something better for me. I'm going to keep myself. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to love the Lord. I'm going to keep my innocence. I'm going to keep my virginity. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I don't care how the world makes you feel. I don't care if you're not in the mainstream. I don't care if you're not part of the cool. I want to be part of God's kingdom." I need a David to stand up and say, "The Lord is my light and He's my salvation." I need a Samuel to go to the house of God and say, "I'll wait upon the Lord." I need a Joseph.
Ghost.
God knows how to humble the proud. He knows how to humble the proud. Hallelujah. This is why people will come to God when they've tried everything else. You try to make money, you fail. Try to be popular, fail. Try to get all kinds of relationships, fail. Try alcohol, drugs, try it all. Try party life, try fame, try it all. It fails, 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 and fails. And when you tried all of that, they say, try Jesus. I'll give you a shortcut. Go to Jesus first. He'll keep you from the trap. He'll keep you from the snare of the fowler, the writer said. Hallelujah. Why does it take us getting to the bottom before we'll finally go outside the camp? This is why finally you'll see Nicodemus skulking up to Jesus in the dark. The Bible says Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Can't let anybody see me. I know something's going on over here, but I'm just going to come by night. This is why powerful, powerful Naaman, who has put to flight armies for years, comes humbly to a prophet's house, to a muddy river Jordan. He knows there are prettier rivers. Listen, God has not always endorsed pretty. God doesn't work through the pretty. The Bible says that He will use the foolishness of man to confound him. He will use the weakness of man to confound him. So I'm going to put healing for leprosy in a muddy river. And if you're not willing to go in the muddy river, then you'll never find the healing for your leprosy. If you sit up in your ivory tower, you're never going to find it. Listen, I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm going to go out on the fringe to find Jesus. I will step into whatever unsophisticated situation I need to step into. If there's healing there, if there's salvation there, if there's deliverance there. Hallelujah. There's a lot of folks that'll say, man, I can't go to that church. They're holy rollers. They talk in tongues there. They got to dress a certain way there. They have odd ways about them. But listen, you come on down into these muddy waters. You come on down into these things that the high and mighty have rejected. And when you dip in these waters 7 times, you'll come up with the skin of a baby. You just come on into these apostolic services and you lift those hands. And when what hits you, you'll wonder why in God's name you waited so long to find it. This is what you've always looked for. This is the fringe. This is the edge. Come on, you don't need to go to the edge with Satan. Go to the edge with God. You don't need to try the drugs and the alcohol and the promiscuity. Go to the edge with Jesus. You'll find the Holy Ghost there. You'll find the supernatural there. You'll find everything you need right there. Now, this is all true. And I don't want to preach a lot longer. But I want to talk to Life Tabernacle for a second. Because the zeal of God's work is a beautiful thing. But in pursuing His work and His mission, you're going to find out that the rejection that is given to Him will inevitably come to you. The people that hate Him will hate you. When you represent the Holy One, you'll find out that those that resist Him will resist you. The fact that it is the fringe can weigh heavily upon the man of God and upon the woman of God. Going against the flow of society can beat against you. It's hard to deal with hypocrites on a daily basis. It's hard to deal with the lukewarm. It's hard to deal with people that don't see the big picture. It's hard to deal with that on a daily basis. And so the writer felt exactly what we can feel sometimes when he said, don't forget those that remain faithful to you. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. But the reproaches of them that reproached thee have fallen upon me. And the weight of representing God and the edges of society begin to weigh upon men of God and women of God and their children and their families. You have got to understand tonight that there will be an adversity that comes against you that tries to dampen your enthusiasm. And you'll begin to look around at your abilities and your finances. It's hard to trust in the Lord every single week when the money gets tight and God has to provide. It's great when He provides it, but it's tough waiting for Him to provide it. It's hard being the one. When the Bible says that the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing, it didn't just say the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord. It said they set themselves against the Lord and against His anointed. Every generation has an anointed. B.A. Spell has served as the anointed of his generation. Hallelujah. Brother Cornwell has served as the anointed for his generation. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, they were anointed for their generation. And I remember the world throwing things at them and coming against them and laughing at them and walking away, shaking their head and mocking them. And now, by the spell, and myself and my wife and my children, we represent this generation. And we're finding out that this God of ours, whose plan is great, and this will, His will is already written, that we are going to represent Him. And in that representation, it gets a little heavy. It gets a little tough. It gets a little wearying. Some days I just go home and I say, my God, what in the world am I doing? My wife looks at me and says, baby, I hope you know what you're doing. And the push and the grind of living for God can get pretty tough. I want to come and bring a message of encouragement to Life Tabernacle tonight. He has not brought you this far to leave you. He has not brought you this far to leave you. He is well able to accomplish the thing that He sent you to do. There are going to be trials and there are going to be temptations, but your God is able to bring you out of every single one of them. He that has begun a good work in you is able to keep you, is able to finish, is able to bring to fruition what He started. Hallelujah. The Bible said to consider him that endured such adversity of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your own minds. So I want you to lift up the hands which hang down and strengthen the feeble knees, because your God is able tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm going to come to a close, but I want to preach to some people that are weary in well-doing. You are tired of people talking. You are tired of people pushing. You are tired of hypocrites that come against you and speak against you and against your family. Thank you, Brother Cornwell, for saying what you said today. If you speak against the man of God's family, God help you. This is the man of God with his hands raised up. Don't talk about him or his family. Lift their hands up and strengthen them and stand fast with them. Don't talk behind closed doors. Help him. He's the representative of the Holy One. He is standing in the gap. He's making up the hedge. He's driving away the predator. He's driving away the enemies of God. And there's got to be a people that stand up and say, we'll be counted. We'll be counted. We'll be counted with those that stand with them. There is no reproach that can stop the people of God. There is no reproach that can keep you from fulfilling your calling. So the writer said, let us go to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Hallelujah. This battle is not going to be won by our strength. It never was. So on this last Friday night, I want to praise him, knowing that we're going to win this by his strength. We're going to pay for things knowing that he is going to provide. Hallelujah. My God has a jawbone ready for somebody that is ready to come against the enemy. My God has a slingshot in waiting for somebody ready to face the enemies of God. My God has tools at his disposal ready to give to people who have faith. Don't be ashamed of who you are, and don't be ashamed of how you worship. God chose those things for a reason. He chose them that his people might have faith. He chose them that he might be glorified.
glorified. The preaching is going to work. The worship is going to work. The praise is going to work. The fasting is going to work. The prayer is working. There's some people that don't believe that yet. I said the prayer is working. The tithe and offering is working. The sacrificial giving is working. These are the tools. These are the weapons of our warfare. These are the instruments by which we will defeat them. Hallelujah. Don't you stop running the aisles. Don't you stop dancing before the Lord. Don't you stop speaking in other tongues. We never did use their weapons. We use the weapons that God has given to us. Oh, somebody stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in this house. The Holy Ghost is in this house right now. I know that in the last month, the devil has come against people of God and told them, you're not going to make it. You are too tired. You are too weary. There's too much adversity. And he has come against you with a violence and a force that has shocked you and made you cry at night. I want everybody in this building to lift your hands. And I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. If you are one of these people, and I know you are here, you've fallen into the trap of thinking it's going to be by your strength. You've looked at your bank account and said, there's no way. You've looked at your husband and your wife with despair in your eyes and said, there's no way. You've looked at the impossibility of the situation and said, there's no way. I'm talking to you right now. I want you to step out of your seat and I want you to come down here to the front. Not everybody. Not everybody. I want somebody to come down here that has struggled against the forces and the adversity of this world. And God is going to lift up your hands tonight. I want you to step out of your seat and I want you to come raise your hands. Hallelujah. God is going to put a fresh anointing on you. Hallelujah. 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 When God puts his anointing on you, listen to me. When God puts his anointing on you, he's going to give you enough power to defeat the giants that come against you. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to learn how to claim a promise from God. Somebody needs to learn how to stand upon the word of God. Old Samuel came over and he anointed David. He anointed him and said, you're going to be the next king of Israel. When David went to fight Goliath, he didn't go to fight Goliath because he was super brave and because he was super powerful. He went knowing that the man of God said, I'm going to be the king. I'm anointed to be the king. And I'm not the king yet. So one way or the other, I'm going to come out of this battle alive. Goliath cannot kill me because the prophecy hasn't been fulfilled. God has anointed me. God has anointed me. So you come to me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The knowledge of the anointing enabled him to defeat the giant that day. Somebody lift your hands right now. The Holy Ghost is here. Husbands, get with your wives. Parents, grab a hold of your kids. We're going to form a hedge of protection. Hallelujah. We're going to bind together. We're going to stand up right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and I want you to say, God, you are able. I'm not able, but you are able. I can't do it, but you can do it. I don't know what's going to happen, but you know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, but you know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want you to lift your hands right now, and speak it out. Your strength never was in your abilities. Your power never was in your talent. Your glory never was in your ability. You serve a great high God. You serve a boat. That's it. Right there. Right there. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. We're going to close out this Friday night in the Holy Ghost. God is going to heal your body. God is going to provide for you. God is going to refill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
want you to know that I win. Oh, no matter what the weapon is, I want
come
you
on
to know
without the camp.
I win.
Come on without the camp.
Oh, no matter what the weapon is.
Come into this muddy Jordan River.
I win.
Come into this upper room.
Oh, I win. I win.
Come into the brick pits of Egypt. Come in.
I win.
Come without the camp. Bearing his reproach.
I win. Oh, no matter what the weapon is, I want you to know.
His strength. His power.
No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I
our God is able.
purpose. God does it on purpose. That's it. That's it. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Right there. Right there. Service tonight. I believe that God chose worship and praise and shouting unto God and speaking in tongues. I believe He chose all of those things to confound the mighty, to cause the proud to stand out, and to cause the humble to come in, to cause the hypocrite to stay out, and the sincere to come in. I want to end this service on a high note. I want you to lift your hands all over this building, and I want you to use the weapons of your warfare. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to call upon the name of Jesus. I want you to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I want you to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, and some chains are going to come off, and some prison doors are going to open. Come on. Come on. Right there. Right there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. 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 Speak it out. Speak it out. Shout unto God. Shout unto God. Honey, I know it's not dignified. It's Holy Ghost. I know it's not proud. It's Holy Ghost. I know it's not mighty. It's Holy Ghost. It's Holy Ghost. It's Holy Ghost. Some prison cells swinging open.
I feel some prison cells swinging open. I feel some walls coming down. I feel some devils running for cover. Hey, 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 yes! Yeah, 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 yeah. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I take dominion over every unclean spirit. I take over every spirit of division. I take over every spirit of insubordination, every spirit of backbiting, every spirit of gossip. In the name of Jesus, I bind you in Jesus' name. Now shout unto God. Shout unto God. Shout unto God, for the Lord has given you. The Lord has given you. I said, the Lord has given you. Here's your trumpet. Here's your candle. Here's your pitcher. Here's your jawbone. Here's your slingshot. Here's your five smooth stones. Yes! Speak it out. 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 Somebody come into this muddy river of Pentecost. Come into this muddy river of worship. Come into this muddy river of Holy Ghost. Come off of your high horse. Come off of your high place. There's healing in these waters. I said there's healing in these waters.
Praise him in the morning.